Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio, 101.3 KPCG. We're online at kpcg.fm. We have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. Have you ever wondered why things are the way they are? We are each born into the world. We grow up with all of the world's basic systems in place around us. We see nations, governments, educational institutions, militaries, economic systems. And we see a world with a lot of advancement in some ways, but then, of course, lots of problems as well. We need to really go back and see how things began to understand where we are and why things are the way that they are, why the world is the way that it is today. The earliest time that we can go back to and read about is recorded in John 1. If you have a Bible handy, it'd be great to get it out. We could look at these passages together. And this is a really remarkable passage here, John 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." So there's quite a bit of creation that happened. But before that happened, there was God and the Word. Notice this quote from Lesson 23 of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It says, "First, everything started with God. In the beginning, we find two personages, God and the Word. They had life, self-inherent life, with no beginning of days or end of life. Their job or profession was creating, and they had love for each other. They were in perfect agreement. There also was leadership. God was the leader, and the Word did as God told him to do." So really a beautiful beginning. There was perfect government and unity. But if we look at the world today, we see that we don't have perfect government. We don't have unity. So what happened? Well, there was rebellion that entered. And we can read about this in Isaiah 14. Rebellion entered. Remember, we read there in John 1 about how all things were made by God, and so everything that exists was created. God and the Word worked together, and everything was created through the Word, who became Jesus Christ. All things were made by Him. We read that in John 1 and verse 3, and that includes the angelic creation, but we see a problem with that creation. The angelic creation had a problem. Isaiah 14 and verse 12, it says, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, 'I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.'" Really, the intent was to be the Most High, to take over. So there was rebellion. Again, from Lesson 23, it says, "God placed the anointed cherub Lucifer on a throne on the earth and put angels under him. But Lucifer and these angels rebelled against the government of God." They rebelled against the government of God. And this is really the origin of the problems we see on this earth today, rebellion against God. And this is where that began, that rebellion. It says, "They turn to the way of get instead of give, to hate and opposition instead of love, to vanity, coveting, wanting to get, to jealousy, envy, rebellion against authority, to competition, leading to strife, violence, and destruction. Lucifer and his angels swooped up to heaven in an attempt to knock God off his throne and rule the whole universe. But they were cast back down to earth. As a result of their rebellion, the planet's surface became ruined and full of darkness." So that gives you an overview of what the Bible shows, what happened, the rebellion there. Lucifer rebelled and became Satan. The angels that he was leading rebelled and became demons. They were rebelling against God's government, and they were getting into covetousness, competition, which led to strife, violence, hatred, ultimately war. And that rebellion ended up destroying the earth and the universe. And this rebellion against God is the reason that we see problems on this earth today. There is still that rebellion there. Lucifer, who became Satan, he still rules. He still rules. Now God allows it, but Satan does rule this earth. He's still the God of this world. Let's notice that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. It says, "In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." See, Satan is the God of this world, and he broadcasts wrong thinking, wrong attitudes. We'll look at that here in a little bit. But he has a sway over mankind. And that's why there are so many problems on this earth today. Mankind is under Satan's sway. Well, let's back up and notice the creation of man, Genesis 1 and verse 26. Genesis 1 and verse 26, it says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth and the creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." Verse 27, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." God made marriage. He made family. Verse 28, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." So God's creation of man was good. You can continue to read that there in Genesis 1. It was a good creation. Everything that God created was good. But Satan has his influence, and he was able to get to Adam and Eve. Notice again, lesson 23. It says, "Adam was on trial in the Garden of Eden to see if he would qualify to replace Satan and rule the entire earth." Adam would have to reject Satan's way of living, which was represented by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But Adam made the wrong decision. He ate of the tree of death. He did not eat of the tree of life. He therefore did not qualify to replace Satan on earth's throne. By eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam chose the way of self-acquired knowledge. See, that's the way that mankind thinks today. It's self-acquired knowledge. And they're investigating and looking at things and trying to determine, you know, what's good, what's evil. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They're going to decide for themselves. And that's what Adam did, and mankind's been doing that ever since. That's why we have so many problems on this earth today, because people are going their own way, trying to figure things out, rejecting God's authority, and being influenced heavily by Satan. This quote continues and says, "Satan now influenced everything Adam did. It was Satan who influenced Adam through Eve to make the wrong decision. It was Satan who influenced Cain to kill Abel. Satan, the god of this world, has been influencing descendants of Adam and Eve ever since." See, that's why we have the problems that we have on earth today. Because Satan is still the god of this world, and he influences what people do. Now, many people don't realize that, of course. They think they're just reacting to natural stimulus, and they feel like, well, they're, you know, responding to whatever they see in front of them. But Satan's influencing that very heavily. He's the god of this world. We read that in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4. The god of this world. Notice Revelation 12. Something else here that's just very basic, but yet people don't think about this. Revelation 12 and verse 9 talking about Satan the devil here. It says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He deceives the whole world. And it says he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him, or those demons that were also rebelling against God. See, Satan deceives the whole world. And because of that, people think they're doing the right thing, or they're doing what they should do or need to do, and yet they're going the wrong direction. And you can look at man's history all the way back to Adam and Eve and Cain killing Abel and so on and so forth. Satan is the one that's influencing that. That's why the world is the way that it is today, is because of Satan's influence. Lesson 23 says, Satan has deceived the whole world. This is Satan's civilization. Can you believe that? Look around at it. This is Satan's civilization, which he started through the first man, Adam, when he sinned. It includes this world's false education, its false religions, its system of governments and economies, and its social customs. People are born into this civilization and the society that they grow up in, and they tend to think it's normal. It's just the way that it's been. It's always been that way. It always will be that way. And yet, that's not the case. It's Satan's civilization. And that civilization includes, again, the false education, false religion, all these things that are not of God. And people are deceived about them. Notice Ephesians 2 and verse 2. Ephesians 2 and verse 2, it says, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. See, this is how Satan broadcasts. He's the prince of the power of the air. Lesson 23 says, as prince of the power of the air, Satan broadcasts his attitudes of selfishness and vanity of competition, leading to strife. Remember, these are the same things that, you know, he himself was full of when he rebelled against God. He continues in that today, and he broadcasts that. It says Satan's broadcasting can be compared to television and radio broadcasting. For example, your radio picks up the electromagnetic waves which radiate from transmitters of various radio stations. The human mind can pick up Satan's broadcasts because the human spirit in each individual is in tune with the devil's spiritual wavelength. You know, and people, again, they don't think about that because they just have grown up being influenced that way. When they feel selfish, when they feel negative, when they feel competitive, they just think that that's normal. That's just the way we feel as humans, not realizing that it's Satan's broadcasting. God who became the Father in Jesus Christ, God in the Word, they didn't feel that way. They don't feel that way. They don't act that way. They didn't create that. That's rebellion from Satan. And that's what our society is built upon, our civilization is built upon. I mean, Satan is the one that is behind it. It's Satan's civilization. And again, when we look at education, when we look at the religions of this world, when we look at the systems of governments and the economies and the social customs and all of that, it's from Satan. Satan is the one behind that, the God of this world. Thankfully, God has a plan of salvation for mankind. This world and its evil ways won't continue for long. There is great hope ahead. You can note Revelation 20 that shows that Satan will be put away at the second coming of Jesus Christ. And mankind will have an opportunity to really learn God's truth. God's calling a few today and teaching them. But it's important that we do understand that Satan is broadcasting and understand why the world is the way that it is, and not just accept it at face value and say, well, that's just normal. It's not normal. It's Satan's civilization. And we need to make sure we're not just going with the flow of society and civilization because it is Satan's. Now, the time we're in today, this is a time known as the church age. God is working with a few called out ones and showing them and teaching them about his government. This is happening within God's church. There's a lot more you can learn about that at thetrumpet.com, and especially signing up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, especially Lesson 23, which talks about this, talks about what God's doing today and what his plan is going forward, but also really looking at why the world is the way that it is today. And it's because Satan is the god of this world, and he is the prince of the power of the air, and he is broadcasting. And so we need to work to tune out those broadcasts and really listen to what God is teaching and listen to his truth. That's all the time we have for today on this edition of Live by Every Word. Thanks for spending some of your time with me today. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.